Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 12th, 2021, 11-12-21, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour, and I'll be with you today for about 5 hours here this morning, up through 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Really don't have any guests in the studio except for Pastor Whitaker coming in to do his show today at 11 o'clock. So I thought we would talk about a few things that have went on the last few days and update a few things here and then do some trivia. It's nice to kind of end the week on an easy note, so hopefully we'll be able to do that today. The first thing in our housekeeping file that I wanted to do today, wanted to talk about the veterans who were on yesterday, because that show pretty well took up the whole 2 hours yesterday, as it should. For Veterans Day, we did that, and we thank Terry Klein for putting that show together. And I hope you enjoyed listening to that. It is difficult to get 4 or 5 people in the studio at a time talking on all different microphones and sounding good, but I did listen back to it, and it did sound pretty good, so I'm happy with that. Oh, the first thing I've got to mention, even before we get to the veterans, is I could hear the depression in Adam's voice this morning as he did the weather. He got caught in the, because he's not a meteorologist, he's just ripping reading the weather. He got caught in the same trap that all weathermen do. He tried to extend the weather forecast about a week out, and he was touting this snow. Snow was supposed to come this weekend, then it was supposed to come, I think, tonight, and now the weather report this morning, there is just the slightest mention of snow. It could be sleet, it could be snow, and I could hear the depression in Adam's voice as he said that this morning, because he had been touting that snow for about the last 5 days. But see, the weather changes every day, so you can't shoot out. I think you can really only predict the weather about 2 or 3 days out. 2 or 3 days out, you can be pretty accurate. Anything beyond that is the toss of a coin. And I think that's why when you go a week out, like what was going on, you sometimes miss the forecast. Now, temperatures, those can be off. But the snow, as we all said, that probably was not going to happen. Even if it still does happen, with the sleet, the snow, or the rain, or whatever it's supposed to be, the ground is going to be way too warm for any of it to stick. There's not going to be any type of accumulation. So I could tell there was depression in his voice this morning. So I wanted to bring that up because we've been hearing about snow for quite a few days here on the station. And we have not had the first snow of the season yet. So we're pretty good. We've had snow on Halloween and certainly before Halloween before, and here we are, November the 12th, still no snow, not even a dusting. A snowflake has not flown or flown yet. So even if it does, it'll be pretty late in the season for the first snow to come. Now, back to the veterans yesterday. I really enjoyed having them in. We had veterans from Korea, Vietnam, a lot from Vietnam, Desert Storm. We had people who were nurses in Japan. I found Julia, the nurse from Japan, absolutely fascinating, talking about how the gentlemen, the soldiers, wanted to get right back to active combat and what they faced. I really hope you enjoyed that program. Does anybody have anything to say about that program yesterday? Give me a buzz, because we were not able to take phone calls yesterday. We just had too many people in the studio Apparently, I'm having trouble with words today. We had too many people in the studio, and it would have been hard to take phone calls. It was tough just getting everybody's story in yesterday in the 45 minutes we had each hour. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you enjoy the program yesterday with the veterans? Did you find anything interesting about that? I'll tell you what I found interesting about it, and I don't want to speak for the veterans, but it seemed as if everybody who was here yesterday has become a pacifist when it comes to war. That when you actually see the carnage of war up close, you don't want to send people to war. You don't want to see people go to war. And I often find this is the case in life, that if you see something up close, you probably don't want it to happen again. It's kind of like the person, and maybe this is a bad analogy, but it's kind of like a person who has a heart attack. You think about it three-dimensionally right up until they have the heart attack, but once you have a heart attack, you know you don't want to have another one. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I didn't get to hear your show yesterday, just a couple of things, because I had to do things outside. But I had heard, I was on my far stick, and I know that so many of the veterans commit suicide. I think they said since 9/11 there's been like 30,000. And there's a thing called Home Base, and where they get help like once a month. This, they go for 2 weeks, and it's very intensive. And it saves their lives. I don't know what all they do, but they've got a place in Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, and I think they've got some others. And it's free. And I was going to call in yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to. So if anybody knows of a veteran that's having trouble, that PTSD and stuff, because I figured up about 1,500 a year or more commit suicide, and that's about 125 a week, month. So if anybody wants that, they just get on their computer, I guess, and look up Home Base. I did for veterans.
Home Base is what it's called.
They were talking to a veteran. He had four kids. I think he'd been in there 15 years. And he was thinking about committing suicide. And somebody told him about this. And the ones I could, that little box I can, on my far stick, click on, and it says how this saves their lives.
Well, it sounds like a great thing. I know we talked yesterday with the veterans about the trauma that they go through, and I believe one of the veterans yesterday, Randy from Vietnam, talked about how he still has trouble sleeping. And I think some of the other veterans said the same thing because of all the noises and how you're always on your guard when you're over there. It's, you know, we often just kind of pigeonhole veterans into the idea that they're heroes and they're back home and that's great. And it certainly is, and they are heroes without question. But I think sometimes we forget that they go through a lot of trouble when they come back from these trips.
It told some of their feelings they had, but it says four times commit suicide. I think there was just since 9/11 about, let's see, what did it say? About 7,000 or a little more died in action. That there's been, I took it in the last 20 years, there's been 30,000 just in that length of time that's committed suicide. It was a lot of different reasons. They don't fit in and feelings about it and everything. But this place, and it says, when I clicked on one box, it said the families, somehow the families, I think, can go. And it sounds really neat. It says, well, they go once a month or something for a little bit of treatment. It doesn't help. And this, they go for 2 weeks, and I guess it's very intensive. And so I wanted to call, and I think they were opening a new one someplace. And but it's called, wait a minute, let me see, it's... I don't have my glasses on. It's funded by the War Project, and it's free, and it's, I think it's anybody that's, you know, any of the wars and stuff, but I thought, I could get back on, and well, each place would have different phone numbers, but and things. But that's something to know, because it's like when they go there, the one guy I clicked on, he said it totally changed his life, because he had four kids.
Oh, I can.
And he was thinking about committing suicide, and he said it totally changed his life. So.
So home base would be the place to go.
I just looked up. I got a news station. See, sometimes I get on my Fire Stick. It might be a news show. I just get a few minutes of the news. I don't get like regular, you know, Channel 4 news and stuff. And they had this guy on talking in home base, but I didn't catch where it was. So I just looked up home base for veterans, and that's when it brought it up.
Well, that's great. Hey,
I know there's a lot. My brother was in Vietnam, but he was more in the office stuff. But still, you know, it affected him too, you know, and stuff. But not like the ones out there fighting. It's almost like a policeman. You have to be on your guard. And that's why I forget how many policemen they said have committed suicide like in a year. You would not believe it. And I know when I was growing up, my uncle, the marriage, he was in the Second World War, and we didn't know. And it was dark, and we jumped out from the, you know, his garage to scare him. And he told us, he says, don't ever do that again, because he would have hit us, you know, done something. And he says, don't ever, you know, do that again and stuff. Because I guess that training and being over there, it just, it, you know, you probably never can get rid of it. You just have to manage it. And that's why I feel so sorry for the police and for them, because, you know, coming back and after being in that for, you know, it would be hard to get rid of. So, but I wanted, you know, if anybody can get on and find the information, it's home base for veterans.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the information. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, there you go. And information like that is always welcome here on this station, home base for veterans, a group that will help veterans who are suffering from the effects of war. And that's what was so fascinating about the local veterans we had in here yesterday. I don't think anybody wants to go to war, but I think you do what you're asked for your country. And, you know what was fascinating to me yesterday is when we talked to the Vietnam veterans, they talked about how they were over there fighting, but they really never knew why. There was really never a clear objective as to what they were trying to accomplish. And I thought that was very interesting. I mean, you are over there, and you're fighting, and you're in a foreign land, and you're away from your family, and it's life or death, and you really don't know why you're there. Now, you do it because you're asked to do it, or maybe you've been drafted into it, but you don't know what you're fighting against. You don't know what you're trying to accomplish. And it was just a highly fascinating program yesterday. And I hope people had the chance to hear it. And if they didn't hear it, I hope they hear it on the replays on this station or by going to the website, wwgh1071.com. The show is there, and you can listen to that. Does anybody else have any thoughts on the veterans program yesterday? Maybe somebody who heard it? Give us a buzz here. Would love to hear from you and hear what your thoughts were on that program. 740-383-9944. And every year when Veterans Day comes around, I think we always think, do we do enough for veterans? It's just one day of year, and we only think about it at that time, it seems like. That's when the news channels run stories and the newspapers run stories on veterans. But really, beyond that, do we really ever think much about it? We certainly should. But I don't know if we do. I know that this year, I think, is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. The 80th. Now, think about that. If you were involved in Pearl Harbor, which means you were there, or you got in the war, World War II at that time, if it was 80 years ago, you would have to be upwards of 96 years old now. for the most part, to have been involved in World War II. And I looked it up yesterday, how many World War II veterans were still alive, and I think it's something like only 250,000. Because they would be so old now. You know, the war ended in the early 1940s. So there's just not a lot of them left. I wonder if there are any World War II veterans out there listening now or listened to the show yesterday that would like to call in and give their thoughts. We did not have a World War II veteran here yesterday, or a young veteran out there. Are there any veterans who participated in the Iraq War or the Afghanistan War, which would be wars in the last 20 years, that would like to say anything? Give us a buzz. The phone lines are always open. 740-383-9944. Or if you had a family member involved who talked about it, who is no longer with us. Would love to hear about that. But again, if you have any thoughts on the veteran show yesterday, or anything in regard to veterans in general, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Now, last night, the interview I did with Jim Ganahl did air from 5 to 7 p.m. on this station. Now, by the way, it will repeat today from 2 until 4 on this station, if you didn't get to hear the whole thing last night or only heard bits and pieces. What did you think of the Jim Ganahl interview? I found him fascinating. And I found it fascinating that he talked about so many things that he had not talked about before. The prescription drug issue, the congestive heart failure, how he lives his life now. He talked about the pandemic, why he left Channel 4, how he came to Channel 6. I just found it very interesting. Did anybody listen or have any thoughts on that? Go ahead, caller.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay. I heard a little bit about a World War Heroes program.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Can you get a little closer to the phone?
No. I'm okay. Wait a minute. I am speakerphone. No, okay. I'm within the Clinton Cold Clear Out.
What was that, sir?
The Persian Gulf clear out.
Well, what did you have to say about World War II?
No, guys, I'm not in World War II. I'm in the Persian Gulf clear out.
Oh, you were in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, clear out.
Well, I can barely hear you, sir. What? Can you take us off a speakerphone?
Okay, wait a minute. I don't know. I'm trying to do it. Okay. Can you hear me?
That's a little better. Are you at work?
I work at Persian Gulf clear out.
I can't hear that person, unfortunately. I'm not sure if they're trying to be funny. I really don't know. I just can't hear them. And if you're not trying to be funny, if you can take yourself off the speakerphone and give us a call back, if you have something pertinent to say, feel free. 740-383-9944. I don't think there's really anything funny, any jokes to be made about veterans or Veterans Day. I think that's in a little bit of poor taste there. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything you would like to say. Okay, the Jim Ganahl interview. Did anybody hear the Jim Ganahl interview? And if you did, do you have any thoughts on that? I know a lot of people wanted to listen to it. I heard back over the last few days, since we started announcing that it was going to air, that people wanted to hear what Jim had to say. Was anybody surprised by the things he had to say? Or did anything surprise you over the 42-year career of Jim Ganahl? I got a message last night from a big fan of Jim Ganahl, who talked a little bit about that interview, which I found interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I listened to both of them, and the Jim Ganahl, what it came out of was, or Ben Ben Ganahl, right? He was just Ben.
Yeah.
Just himself.
Yeah,
never changed.
No, and you know he's like that in person. Did you find anything interesting about the personal things that he really said he had never talked about before?
Yeah, even his relationship with his grandkids, you know, and how dedicated he was to his family.
You know, that was so surprising to me. When I walked into his apartment, there is nothing on his wall from his career, but there are all these pictures of things his grandkids have done.
Yep.
And I thought that was really unique.
Yeah. You know, he realized what was important in life.
Yeah, I think it's exactly true, and I think for him to talk about that prescription pain addiction...
Oh, yeah. Got to be tough.
Oh, well, and he said that it took him...
it was tough on him, you could tell.
Oh, and he said it took him 10 years to live that down.
Image.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I guess not funny maybe is the right word, but that for so many years, people, they almost get it right, but, I mean, people have said that, you know, he took all kinds of drugs.
Yeah, it was, it sounded, when other people talked about it, it sounded a lot worse, you know, because it sounded like he had a very legitimate excuse for what he had done, and it was only to survive and to be able to keep working.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that he went through it but had to do it in the public like that, which is what I think you know. Hurt him for 10 years.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a very sensitive man.
I
guess I did not realize that. And how sensitive he is about his appearance on the news.
Right. Yeah, his weight up and down and up and down. And And also, I enjoyed the veterans also. You know, you could hear the emotions. And you could tell, and most of them said that they didn't make decisions, they didn't do anything, they was only there to follow orders.
Yeah, were you surprised? I was absolutely surprised when Richard, the one veteran, said that all the time he was there, he really never had a clear objective as to why he was there.
Makes it tough if you can't see the goal.
Yeah, I was fascinated. And then Julia, the nurse who came in the second hour, talking about the burn unit.
Yeah, and I think the main thing was that I don't think we had a goal. The U.S., whoever was in command, had a goal either. I don't know. You know, it was... because they never would, you know, declare outright war and do what they had to do. That you know, once you start giving yourself a line that you don't cross and you know, things that you don't do, it's tough for the people under them to see what you really want to do.
Well, what I think is also interesting is, you know, so many things over the last few years, we who are not veterans will say, well, you're offending the veterans. But it seemed as if the actual veterans we had here, and I thought we had a pretty good mix of them yesterday, they don't really seem to like that. They said it would be better if an actual veteran was actually saying that.
Right, right. It's other people, you know, and
I was surprised. They really shocked me in that way, because I guess I kind of always believed in my mind that people who were veterans would not be pacifist. I'm not saying they'd be aggressive,
right?
But that they would not be anti-war.
Yeah, a lot of I knew a lot of veterans. My uncle was in World War II, and you know, he was really against it once he got out. Of course, he was a POW.
Oh,
and so you don't you don't like to see it, but, you know, you do it because that's what they told you to do.
You know,
and you want to, you would like, you're in for survival also.
Well, you know, also yesterday, and I don't know if most people caught it, but when Randy was talking there about his experience at World War II, because we always, it seems like now, and I don't want to make a big issue of this, but it seems like we talk a lot about racism in this country,
yeah. And
that it doesn't exist, and it hasn't existed for years and years, is what we keep hearing. But here, Randy, who was a Caucasian gentleman, talked about a clear divide, not knowing why there was a divide,
right,
but a clear divide.
Yeah, because they even would have, separate divisions and separate troops, you know, and wouldn't mix them much.
No, and it's just interesting because a lot of times people who are not veterans and are not known veterans.
But that shows you the signs of the time and what the general feeling and, you know, the public feeling was at the time, you know?
Well, it does, and it's interesting because I don't know if non-veterans should be speaking for veterans.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, no matter how you feel about somebody, and
that's
heaven
right.
knows... We've become so political in this country.
Yep.
We have to salute their service, but we don't even do that anymore, and it's a sad thing.
Right. Yep. Yep. I think you're starting to see it come back a little more. You know, with people paying for dinners in a restaurant.
You know, I don't know if they said it on the air yesterday, but I know Applebee's, and I want to make sure to mention these places. Applebee's, I believe, was giving free dinners to veterans yesterday.
That's nice.
Panera, yesterday morning, when Randy picked up the stuff for the guys here, they threw in, I think, an extra dozen cookies because he was a veteran. And I'm glad these corporate structures are doing that.
Yep.
It's well needed.
Enjoy it.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Our friend Ernie out there, always good to hear from him. Glad he enjoyed both of those interviews yesterday. And Jim Gunnell's a veteran, by the way. I don't know if people caught that in the interview yesterday. Jim is a veteran himself. So there you are, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this is Mark Davidson. Okay. You hung up me before. I got a much quieter environment.
Yes, I can hear you better now.
Okay, I was in the world. Okay, the Persian Gulf shutdown.
You were in the Persian Gulf shutdown?
Yeah.
Oh, the end of the Persian Gulf War.
Yeah.
Well, what can you tell us about that?
Okay, I was in the Navy. Okay, and I had the ship... And we were always at general quarters and general quarters and general quarters.
Yeah. I certainly salute you. So you're a veteran of that particular war.
Yeah. On the Navy.
In the Navy. And now, are you still here in Marion?
Yeah.
Now, how old a guy are you?
Gonna be 60 years old.
60 years old.
Yeah.
My goodness. What do you remember most about your time in the Navy?
I remember the Sunday watching the control panel, circuit board, and they had to be careful, and one of the circuit breaks, put it on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you work here in Marion?
Yes, I work at Goodwill.
Oh, you're out at Goodwill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, Goodwill, the stores are at Goodwill Industries?
Goodwill Industries.
Industries. So you guys have the radio on out there?
No, I'm out there in the VA getting my shot.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're getting a shot?
Yeah, I got the Persian Gulf. Okay. Okay. Shingles initially, I'm going again, and I'm going to get a virus, antivirus too, because, okay, virus is deadly.
Okay. And what was your name again, sir?
Mark Davidson.
Mark Davidson. Well, Mark, I certainly appreciate your service, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, I'm an ex-guard, too.
You're an ex-what?
Army National Guard, too.
Oh, National Guard, so you were in the National Guard as well.
Yeah.
Did you get to hear the show yesterday with the veterans?
No, I didn't.
Well, I hope maybe you'll continue to listen to the station and you'll hear the replay.
Okay.
Are you still involved in the military in any way?
At the VA, I'm getting shot.
You're at the
VA? I'm really involved in the VA because they're really good to me.
VA is good to you?
Yeah.
Good to hear that. Well, hey, I thank you for calling and keep on listening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we certainly thank him for calling in. You know, we could not hear anything earlier, and from time to time, people like to play little pranks here at the station, and we don't screen the calls, so you never really know, but we're so glad he called back in and set the story straight, and we thank him for his service. 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say yesterday in regard to the Veterans Program or the Jim Ganahl Program? Would love to hear that. 740-383-9944. And we're going to do this very quick today, because we do want to get into the fun and the trivia and the games and all that and the reminiscences people have of things going on here in Marion. Let's see. We did not do our Geraldo Journal. And for people just tuning in, this is our quest to get Geraldo Rivera on this program. Now, we started this journal back on September 16th, 2021, and we really have not made much progress at all when it comes to the Geraldo Journal. And now we are coming up on the 12th of, November, almost 60 days. And people now are taking bets on when, if Geraldo will be on this show. So let's do a little update here today on the, well, we'll do yesterday because we did not do a journal entry yesterday and we want the journal to be complete. 11/11/21 did not hear from Geraldo. Okay. But we do want to note in the journal here, Happy Veterans Day. Okay, that's the journal entry for yesterday. Now we'll swing on to the journal entry for today, 11/12/21, and of course not much difference here at all. Did not hear from Geraldo. And you know, at this point, I really don't know what's going on because we have not had any updates for quite a while. I don't know if anybody's gotten any letters from WTAM up there in Cleveland. I don't know if anybody has heard anything. Has anybody heard anything in the way of the Geraldo journal or Geraldo search that we are doing right now? Because if we've come to a standstill here, then obviously we have to try something else. Because we certainly gave the station a break. They felt like they were bombarded with emails and phone calls and letters from people who listen to this station. And we're glad they were bombarded. So we gave them a break. And now we're kind of in a holding pattern here. And we would like to get out of that holding pattern and find out exactly what is going on in regard to Geraldo Rivera. Now, and as I've said, I want to give people a little idea as to what it would sound like if Geraldo ever did appear on this show. Now, we have not played this for a while, but if it should ever happen, and at this point, we don't know. Here is what it would sound like if Geraldo ever appeared on WWGH on this show. Here's a simulation.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on
with
you.
Folks, please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
You're a backstabbing
this
cheap shot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NBS. Attacking
you
me,
on the police thing.
Address the issue.
Do you have the
you
guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
Now, essentially, that is what it would sound like if Geraldo ever appeared on this show. It would be 2 hours of that. That's pretty much what it would be. But again, one of the reasons we are doing this Geraldo Journal is you've got to have a purpose in life, and currently this is our purpose in life, to get Geraldo Rivera on this show. And I know people are sick of the Geraldo Journal. I'm sick of the Geraldo Journal, but we must keep the journal updated because I believe it will be an historic item that the Historical Society will want, and we will ship over there. And for many, many years after we're all gone, this thing will be documented. The documentation that's been put in this book will be brought up to school children and historians in regard to how this all went. Now, just to remind people, and I don't know if anybody ever heard from Ray or Rob. Now, it's my understanding Rob was the producer up there. He was no help at all. He was supposed to relay messages, do things. We never heard anything from Rob, never understood that. Now, Ray, it's my understanding, is the station manager. Now, I don't know if anybody ever heard anything back from Ray. We were given Ray's email at one point, ray@wtam.com, R-A-Y, and that's kind of where that is. We don't know much there. Other than that, you know, we have had phone numbers that were given to us, 216-578-1100. We've had Opal Covey come on and predict if Geraldo was going to appear on the show. We've had the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop come on and talk about this. We had Kreskin come on and talk about this. We had Sam Donaldson come on and talk about this. And by the way, the front desk line up there at WTAM was 216-520-2600. So that was something else we gave. Just giving an update here on what we've been doing with the Geraldo Journal. And the address at WTAM is 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. If you'd like to call or write them. Go ahead, caller.
You wouldn't let me give out, what was that one dude's personal number?
Oh, was there a personal number that came up?
Rob Rizicki.
Oh, he had a personal number.
I don't know if it was his personal number, but when I called originally, it was the number that they said, get you right to him. And you said, no, don't put that out there.
Well, here's what I feel
about
this.
You remember saying that?
I really don't, but I might have.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, you totally did, Scott. You were like, no, we can only put the ones out that are already public.
Well, I think that's probably right. I might have
said that. Now that they're playing games, are you ready to, like, get serious about this and go for the jugular?
Well, here's what I don't understand at this point. Why has nobody gotten any communication back?
Because they got what they wanted. We all got tired and gave up.
Well, see, that's bad.
We need to fire it back up and make them hate their lives until we get what we want. Duh.
Well, right. So today, are you going to place another call to Ray or Rob or Bill and Bob?
Are you going to let me give out the number that I have that you don't have?
Well, I mean, I can't stop anybody from doing
that. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, everyone get your pencils in. No, I don't have it at hand right now, or I would, because I'm savage like that. But
They got what they wanted, Scott. They wore us down.
Well, that's what I feel. That's why, you know, for several days, I felt, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They feel they were bombarded, so I'll let them gather themselves, and then we'll come back to this, and we'll bring it up again. But I think what has happened is everybody has just stopped here doing anything.
That's exactly what happened.
Right, and nobody's following up anymore. So that's why I gave the phone number again, because I think today is a perfect day to follow up, because I'm sure they're in the office. They probably haven't heard from anybody in 2 months.
And they thought that the little station that could just went away.
Well, and it almost seemed like people got fearful to talk to them. There's nothing wrong with calling a station and asking them if somebody's going to come on the show or not. There's nothing illegal with that. I mean, it's...
I just think that at this point in time, they're suspicious, and they probably think that we just want to get him on there so we can, like, embarrass him or, you know, or put him on the spot they have a job to protect him. I mean, that is what they're getting paid for. And I think chances are that Geraldo doesn't even know that there is a WWGH or a Scott Spears.
That's right. But I mean, honest to goodness, hasn't Geraldo already embarrassed himself enough during his career?
Right.
I mean, how could I embarrass the man?
Hey, speaking of embarrassing, can I give a shout out to somebody?
Go ahead.
Mr. Mark Davidson just called. He is a passenger of mine. He rides my bus all the time. And I just wanted to say thank you, Mr. Davidson, for your service to our country. That was 100% legit phone call you got, Scott.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that, because I would hate to think that anybody would try to do any kind of a joke in regard with veterans. And I don't know where he was with all the noise.
On the bus.
Oh, he was on the bus.
Yeah, and everybody knows it's noisy when you're on the bus and, you know. So, but he called you once he got in the VA, and yes, that was a legit call, and thank you, Mr. Davidson, and all the veterans for your service.
Well, that is very good to hear. I'm so glad. Why have you on the line here before the top of the hour? You've had to hear our progress when it comes to the bus.
I just heard you say progress.
Listen, somebody came in, one of the veterans came in the studio yesterday and said to me during one of the breaks, they said, you know, I listen and I've heard you say progress twice now. We think you're losing it.
Oh, you got called out?
Well, I did. So they want me to say progress. They want me to be proper.
Oh.
So I've got to bring it back up. But
okay.
No, I think that it's the Christmas Lights Tour. What do you think?
Well, what I think is it'd be nice if we could make it happen, but I just don't see anybody coming through with you're wanting a trailer?
Well, you know, I thought about a trailer, but then it was brought up to my attention that this could be illegal, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to spend Christmas in the Hooskow.
We don't? Sounds like fun to me.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'd rather be home having some kind of eggnog or something.
We could take some of that state-issued fruitcake and make some really good hooch with it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. If
hey, would you look at the time? I got to run, but I'll be tuning in,
Scott.
Okay,
stay with us. Bye-bye. Well, you know, if they gave us a fruitcake, like buried in a cake, like a real cake, they put a fruitcake in there and slipped it through the bars, we could certainly break those bars and get out of the Hooskow if we had a real Claxton fruitcake. That would do it. Oh, boy, the holidays are right around the corner. Right after Thanksgiving, we get into our whole fruitcake conversation here. Poinsettia versus Ponset. It's all right around the corner. Anybody have anything to say about the whole Geraldo situation? Actually, we're going to break here. We'll come back, talk more about it. We do have trivia coming up this morning, so don't you dare go anywhere. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why.